Welcome to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. Our vision is reaching out with the truth of Scripture, focusing on the Aboriginal peoples of Canada. It's our desire to bring hope where hope has been lost. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now here's Bible teacher Perry Stelter.
Hello everyone. Today is a wonderful day, and it's a wonderful day because we are rejoicing in Jesus Christ. We are in a series in Romans chapter 5 right now, and today we are on part 4 of Romans chapter 5, and next time will be our last message in the Romans chapter 5 series, which will be part 5 next time. And so before we start, let's come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for this ministry. I thank you in Jesus' name for the listeners. I commit this message unto you today, Lord, that you would draw people to your word. I pray that you would meet us where we're at today, Lord, and do a work in us that only you can do. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Today we are continuing in our series in Romans chapter 5, and as we have discovered, our overarching theme is rejoicing. Our first story was rejoicing in our suffering. Our second story was rejoicing in the overwhelming love of Christ. Our third story was rejoicing in justification and reconciliation. And today we are going to be looking at rejoicing in our life in Christ. Now, when we look at the verses today, we will not see the word rejoice, but I think it's safe to say that the aspect of rejoicing is implied when looking at these issues, because the Apostle Paul has already told us to rejoice in earlier verses. And when we look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul also says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." Rejoicing needs to be at the center of everything we do as Christians, and going through Romans chapter 5 helps us understand that even more. Let's read Romans 5, verses 12 to 17. "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God, and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one's trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ." My brothers and sisters, because of this passage, we can rejoice in our life in Christ.
Your love is amazing. Very nature, God, make nothing of yourself. Your love is amazing. Stepping into time, you took the form of man. Your love is amazing.
This passage is talking about the issue of us as believers being dead because of what happened in the Garden of Eden with Adam, but being made alive because of Christ, who was to come after Adam. Adam, in all his sinfulness, was pointing to Christ straight from the Garden of Eden and up through Moses, who was the one who brought about the Mosaic Law. Now let's take some time to uncover all of this and make some sense out of this, so that we can focus on the real issue, which is Christ. When we look at these six verses, we see that humankind started with sin, which led to death, and from this sin and death, we were given the law. But as we will soon find out, this did not lead to the life that God intended for us to have. And this life of sin and death and the law did not bring about a life of rejoicing. Rather, it brought judgment and condemnation and revealed our sin for what it was. Yet in the midst of this, Jesus Christ comes along and brings grace and the free gift of righteousness, which leads to our life in Christ, which is the topic of our story today. Let's read verses 15 to 19. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. There's that word justification again, which means that God declared us innocent even though we were guilty. Instead of receiving a penalty of death, we received a free gift of grace and righteousness, which is where we receive and rejoice in our new life in Christ.
Thank you.
We can't live this life alone in our own strength and in our own power. Our own strength brought us sin and death and the law. And all the law did was reveal our sin. I can't love my enemies without rejoicing in my new life in Christ. I can't do the right thing when no one is looking without rejoicing in this new life in Christ. I can't love my wife or any other family member unconditionally without rejoicing in this new life in Christ. I can't serve God in ministry without rejoicing in my new life in Christ. Robert H. Mounce says this with regards to this passage. Adam typifies the sinful condition of all humans. Jesus stands for the justification received by faith. Redemption is the story of the two men. The first man disobeyed God and led the entire human race in the wrong direction. The second man obeyed God and provides justification for all who will turn to him in faith. No matter how devastating the sin of the first, the redemptive work of the second reverses the consequences of that sin and restores people to the favor of God. As I've stated already, this faith is no ordinary faith. It is a faith in the work of Jesus Christ. And another thing to point out is that it does take a personal decision. Even if we have already accepted Christ, we need to make a daily personal decision to rejoice in our new life in Christ. As A.T. Robertson states, as a God of love, he delights much more in showing mercy and pardon than in giving punishment. Isn't this the exact opposite of how we think at times? When we are wronged, we can creatively think of many ways that our enemy should be punished, should be judged. When we are offended in any way, we can think of a variety of reasons why the other person should pay the price. Yet God puts us in a right relationship with himself because of what Jesus Christ has done for you and what Jesus Christ has done for me.
Nail-pierced hands, wounded side, this is love, this is love, holy heart, sacrificed, this is love, this is love. I bow down to the Holy One, I bow down to the Lamb, I bow down. Worthy One, I bow down to the Lamb. The Son of God died for us, this is love, this is love. He walked the hill, He bore the cross. This is love. This is love. I bow down to the Holy One. I bow down to the Lamb. I bow down to the Worthy One. I bow down. I bow down to the Holy One. I bow down to the Lamb. I bow down to the Worthy One. I bow down to the Lamb. I bow down to the Holy One. I bow down to the Lamb. I bow down to the Worthy One. I bow down to the Lamb. Pierced hands, wounded side. This is love. This is love. A holy heart was sacrificed. This is love. This is love.
One aspect of this whole story that I need to point out, which Douglas Moo helped me with, is this. When Adam sinned, all human beings universally sinned and spiritually died. Yet when it comes to our salvation, we are not all automatically saved. It takes action on our behalf with our own free will. It involves a personal choice, a personal decision. Once that personal choice is made, then you can rejoice in this new life in Christ. Then you can make a daily decision to rejoice in this new life in Christ that is based on grace. If you never rejoice in your new life in Christ, then how do you expect to grow and mature as a Christian? How do you expect others to be attracted to Christ if you are not rejoicing in your new life in Christ? As we continue with our day today and tomorrow, let's focus on rejoicing in our new life in Christ, knowing that we deserved death and judgment, but instead we received life, in this life and the one to come. Let's read our passage again. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one's trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reign through that one man. Much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that we would learn to truly rejoice in our new life in Christ, knowing that other people will be attracted to you if we are happy and joyful and rejoicing about what you have done for us. If we spend all our time complaining, that doesn't produce the fruit that you want to produce in us. And so I pray in Jesus' name that you would give us the strength to truly rejoice in our life in you, Jesus Christ, knowing that a hurting world is watching, knowing that a hurting world is looking for answers. I pray that you would help us with this, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit and the sovereignty of God the Father. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. If you are interested in contacting Perry, you can reach him at wordofhopeministries.ca. That's wordofhopeministries.ca. Remember, Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."